You are listening to the Actor Aesthetic Podcast, Episode 2. Today, we are talking about equity principal auditions. And without further ado, let's get started. This is Maggie Barra here. Welcome to the Actor Aesthetic Podcast. And if this is your first time listening, then thanks for joining us. The Actor Aesthetic Podcast is produced every Monday for your enjoyment, and the show notes are found at actoraesthetic.com/podcast. You can also follow me on Instagram at Actor Aesthetic and on Facebook. All links are in the show notes. Now let's get on to the show, shall we? Okay, so I think this information is going to be really valuable to future members, so non-equity actors who are looking to eventually join the union, and also to new members who are just now sort of learning the ropes of Actors Equity Association and what kind of benefits you can reap from that. So equity principal auditions are basically required calls that theaters that are run under equity's jurisdiction have to have. That can include regional theaters, Broadway theaters, workshop productions, whatever the case, as long as they're under an equity contract. At an equity principal audition, or EPA, the monitor will arrive 1 hour prior to the start of the audition. And these are auditions that usually ask for either 32 bars of a song or a short monologue under 2 minutes or a combination. So maybe two 16 bar cuts or one 16 bar cut of a song and a short monologue. Whatever the case, it's got to be under 2 minutes. That's typically the requirement. There are 5 lists that the equity monitor will have on their desk upon arrival. The first list is the equity member time slot list, which is basically comprised of all of the equity members who signed up and were able to get a specific time slot for the audition online. Equity members are actually allowed to sign up online starting 1 week prior to the actual EPA. They can sign up online through the equity member portal starting at noon, 1 week prior to the audition. That second list that the equity monitor is going to have on their desk is the equity member alternate list A. That list is basically going to collect all of the names of the equity members who show up during the audition time and either can't get a time slot because there's none available or have just decided to get on the alternate list because they want to get filtered in throughout the day. But basically all this list does is throughout the day, the equity monitor, if they see that auditions are running faster than normal, equity members can get filtered in through this list. The third list on the equity monitor's desk is the equity member alternate list B, not A, but B. Those are equity member names that have signed up online already for a time slot, or they signed up in person and they already have a time slot, but they're wondering if they can get in and be seen sooner than their time slot, so they're putting their name on that list. That fourth list is the EMC member list. And if you listen to my first podcast, I kind of touched a little bit on what EMC means. It's the Equity Membership Candidate Program. But basically, those are just the EMC members, and they're going to be seen before any non-union members are seen at this audition, which brings us to the fifth list, which is the official non-union member list. EPAs are run in 20-minute increments. Sometimes the first time slot of the day is a 10-minute time slot, but other than that, they're mostly 20-minute increments. And all equity members on those lists, so the equity member time slot people who signed up online and who signed up in person, plus the equity members on alternate list A and B, are going to be seen and are going to have the opportunity to audition before any EMC and non-union members are seen. all EMC members are going to be seen before any non-union members are seen. So the list is equity, then once all equity are seen, then non-equity can audition, but EMC members get seen first, and then just plain non-equity members can get seen after that. I find that it is much easier to be seen at an EPA as an EMC versus non-equity because of your status. The influx of new members paired with the addition of online signups has made it increasingly difficult to be seen at EPAs as a non-equity actor, so just plan accordingly. Now, if you are EMC, I suggest arriving to these auditions early to grab a spot online. You must wait in line the morning of the audition until you can sign your name up on an official EMC member list. You cannot sign your name up on an unofficial list that someone made outside of the audition. That's not how it works, and the monitor will not take that list. There are no unofficial lists for equity membership candidates. Now, EMCs will be seen only if an equity member doesn't show up for their appointment, if the team is running ahead of schedule, and there are no equity alternates left on the alternate list. Tidbit for you guys, EMCs must be signed up before lunch break for monitors to recognize their status over non-equity. Just a heads up, EMCs, if you sign up after the lunch break, you must sign up at the end of the non-equity list. And also, please, please, please bring your EMC card. Remember, you'll need it to sign up with the monitor on the official list. If you are non-equity, I suggest arriving to this audition very early. So most of these auditions in New York start at 9:30 or 10 o'clock. I suggest arriving to the audition around 5 to 6 o'clock to sign up on an unofficial list. We will talk about what an unofficial list is in one of our next podcast episodes. If that list is honored, your name will be transferred to the official list with the monitor. Remember, the monitor gets there an hour before the call. You will be seen only if an equity member doesn't show up for their appointment, if the team is running ahead of schedule, there are no equity alternates left on the alternate list, and there are no EMCs left to audition. If you choose not to stick around and wait for your name to be called, I would suggest checking audition update to see how quickly the audition is running. You must be present when the monitor calls your name. Now, this goes for anyone. This goes for EMCs, non-equity, and equity. You must be present when your monitor calls your name, and especially for equity members who are on the alt list. If you do not answer up when your name is called, you must re-sign up at the end of whatever list you have to sign up on. So if it's before lunch and you're an EMC and your name was called and you were not there to answer up, then you can sign up at the end of your EMC list. If it was after lunch, unfortunately, you have to sign up at the end of the non-EQ list. If you are non-equity and your name was called and you weren't there, you can go ahead and sign up at the end of the non-EQ list. And if you are an equity member and your name was called and you are not there, no worries. You can sign up at the end of the equity alternate list. So EPAs for equity members are really excellent. If you get a slot online, you're pretty much smooth sailing. All you have to do is show up 20 minutes before your time slot, 20 to 10 minutes before your time slot. If you show up any later, you are considered late and you will not be able to audition in that time slot. If you are an equity member and you did not get a chance to sign up online, you are more than welcome to show up the day of the audition and just sign up on the alt list. Or even if you're lucky, you can sign up and actually get a time slot, a specific time slot for your audition. At these auditions, it's really great. They post outside of the audition who is in the room for the audition. So that could include the casting director, maybe the casting associate or casting assistant, maybe a musical director or a director, or even sometimes a choreographer, you never know. But that's going to be posted outside the audition on a very official equity sheet with the monitor, and you can take a picture of that and save that for your records. Non-Equity and EMC actors, remember, it is possible that you can get seen at these auditions. You are, in fact, more than welcome to attend these auditions. Time permitting, there is always a chance that you may be seen. However, when you get to the audition, I would suggest going up to the monitor and double-checking to make sure that the creative team will be seeing non-Equity or EMC actors, time permitting. Sometimes they note at the very beginning of the audition that they will not be seeing non-Equity, in which case, you're out of luck and you're just not going to be seen that day. Sometimes, even if they say they're not accepting non-Equity auditioners that day, sometimes they say they will be accepting drop-offs. And what that means is that you can leave your headshot and resume with the monitor and they will eventually give it to the creative team. You never know, sometimes you might get an audition appointment out of that. Equity members, just remember when you're getting there 20 minutes before your time slot, make sure that you have your paid up Equity membership card and also your headshot and resume that you can leave with the monitor. If you are an Equity member and you're signed up on the alt list, or if you are an EMC or non-Equity member, just remember to have your headshot and resume stapled and be warmed up and ready to go at any time. You never know when the monitor might be filtering in extra people if the audition is running faster than anticipated. Keep showing up and doing what you love. I promise your talent will be seen and appreciated. So that concludes our second episode of the Actor Aesthetic Podcast. If you enjoyed this, please remember to rate and review it on iTunes. I would really appreciate that. And if you're listening, go ahead and screenshot and post it on your Instagram story and tag Actor Aesthetic. I would love to see that you are listening and enjoying what you're hearing. For further inquiries, go ahead and email me at maggie@actoraesthetic.com or find me at Actor Aesthetic on Instagram or Facebook. It takes a village, y'all. I'll see you next week.